Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought the atmosphere was outstanding. I mean, I came out real early, and in most NFL stadiums, there's like a 2 hours when the stadium opens, and it starts to trickle in. But somebody came back in the locker room at like 11 and goes, man, there's a ton of people out there already. I was like, well, we're not in the States anymore. You know, this is a different type of fan. So I loved it. I thought the crowd was fantastic. There's a lot of terrible towels there, but I felt like there was probably some good old Irish get in the mix too, you know, waving those towels around a little bit. The music was great. The fans were cool. I mean, the field was pristine. I thought the field was really, really good. Conditions were good. We had a nice, sunny Irish day, right? I feel like a normal Irish Scottish day is like overcast and drizzling. This was extra, extra nice today. So the whole experience was fantastic. Shout out to the country and everybody that made this happen. Win or lose, I would have said the same thing. I just felt like the reception from the people here was outstanding.
Aaron Rodgers loved his time in Ireland. The crowd was amazing, and the win was even bigger. 24-21, Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Minnesota Vikings. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Thorne Dickerson here with you. Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass on the Fan Morning Show. And Adam Crowley, he is still in Ireland, but he is here with us on our video stream. Let's look at 30,000 foot view. I mean, this game was important. I said it last week whenever, you know, on the Fan Morning Show last Friday, I was like, this game is very important to win before you go into the bye. It also is important to win this football game because you're facing, I'm not going to say a really good team, Crowley, but I'm going to say you're facing an explosive team, a team that can beat you multiple ways, a team that has the best wide receiver in the game, a team that is getting back one of the better receivers in the NFL in Jordan Addison, that has a top-tier tight end, that has a veteran quarterback that knows how to run the offense, a decent offensive line, and a defense that can move around, do all kinds of different things. If you could prove to yourself and to your team heading into the bye week that you could handle that and win, that's very significant, man. So 30,000-foot view, what was your instant reaction yesterday after Steelers beat the Vikings?
Well, everything you said, I think you hit right on the head. And I said before I left, I didn't think the Steelers were going to win the football game. I thought they were going to get outcoached, and we'll get to that portion of it. They did not get outcoached. They also, I think, clearly wanted the game in a different way than maybe Minnesota did. And that might be base, low-level analysis, not X's and O's related or anything like that. But I saw Calvin Austin busting his hump down the field to block to get DK Metcalf into the end zone. I saw Peyton Wilson reaching 22-plus miles an hour to catch Jordan Addison. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
In a play that was massive because it wound up saving an extra minute. If the Vikings had scored there, there's a lot more time to work with at the end, and maybe you don't wind up getting the intentional grounding penalty or anything like that because there would be more time on the clock. Perhaps Wentz would be less panicky. I just thought the Steelers brought their physical edge, their want to, and I think the coaching had a lot to do with that too. We joked about 74 is eligible. They were going to play Darnell Washington. They were going to play an extra offensive lineman, and they didn't have their primary back, and they ran it as well as they year. They stopped the run as well as they had all year, and they got after the passer as well as they had all year, Doran. I'm not sitting here saying the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl. I feel so much better about this football team today than I did 48 hours ago.
And you know, it's early in the season, and we kind of knew that. But, I mean, at the time, in these first three games, the Steelers, just they didn't look well. They had issues. They were very glaring, the issues that they had. But I'm right with you, man. Like said last week, too, I do not like this coaching matchup, if any matchup. Yes, they have Justin Jefferson. That wasn't one of my top matchups of Justin Jefferson or Jalen Ramsey or Justin Jefferson or Darius Slay. That wasn't what I was really thinking about. I was thinking about Brian Flores. I was thinking about Kevin O'Connell. I was thinking about Terrell Austin, Mike Tomlin, and Arthur Smith. I was like, these guys are going to get out-coached, basically. Obviously, I didn't go full bore and be like, yeah, they're done. They're going to get out coached. I was like, this is the matchup that needs to be won by the Steelers, and I don't feel good about it. The Steelers won that matchup. They won the coaching matchup. Arthur Smith and Terrell Austin, they came into this game with 1 foot ahead of what the Vikings were going to do. It seemed like they knew exactly what the Vikings were going to do on offense and on defense. So kudos to them.
They really did. And I thought that Rodgers was terrific in like a point guard role, getting the ball out of his hand quickly, allowing his playmakers to make plays. And that goes to the offensive coordinator and the head coach and the quarterback all being on the same page. Risk averse, maybe, but the best way to go against a great defensive front in a blitz scheme that we know is as elite as it can be in the NFL, I think you got to get it out of the quarterback's hands quickly. And there was play action, and there was the extra lineman, and it was a Darnell Washington game. And I thought from an offensive standpoint, they played pretty darn well. They could have kicked that field goal on 4th-and-3. I'm sure we'll get to that later. They could have gone for it at another point later in the game on a 4th-and-1. They won the game. I'm not going to totally lose my marbles the way I was in the stadium when that happened. That was the only coaching thing I had a problem with, was not going for it on 4th-and-1, but ultimately they won the game. And then defensively, I mean, you said it, Kevin O'Connell's really dang good at this.
Yeah.
He's really dang good at this. I think Greg Olsen said on the broadcast, at least it was conveyed to me, that if he was starting a team from scratch, that Kevin O'Connell might be the head coach that he takes. And hey, I mean, he's on the short list. That's a really good head coach. And I thought the Steelers' defense, yeah, they gave up over 300 yards passing. They forced turnovers. They were violent. They were physical. They were much better in the run game. I thought Keanu Benton might have played his best game, certainly since his rookie year. And I think that Derek Harmon, it's two games. How do you not like what he brings to the table? Oh, yeah, and by the way, you may or may not have been showing your football genius, Thorne, when you said when Nick Herbig plays, they seem to be a little bit better defensively. And there's a lot of candidates. He was one of the best players on the field yesterday, without question.
I mean, it was apparent. I mean, you just saw him flash almost every single defensive series. I mean, the defense had 52 pressures. It looked different. Did it feel different? Like, whenever you saw them all, there was one time where there was mad guys at the line of scrimmage. You just knew they were blitzing. Like, I was like, this feels like Blitzberg. This feels like a Steelers defense of the past. Did it look as different than it felt at home for us watching? You know, the whole defensive side of the ball seems like that they scrapped everything from the first 3 weeks and like, this is what we're doing and we're attacking. We're not catching and we're not waiting for any offense to throw what they have to throw at us. We're attacking them right off the bat. Did it feel that way for you there at the stadium?
Yeah, they dominated. I think, Dorn, they dominated both lines of scrimmage.
Absolutely.
Which, that hadn't happened yet. And Herbig is shot out of a cannon. And Patrick Queen, they brought him on a well-timed blitz. Cam Hayward was causing mayhem all day. Yeah, that's why I feel so much better about them today than I did from 48 hours ago, because we've been very happy with what Aaron Rodgers has brought to the table. Now you had DK Metcalf explode, which that wasn't a question of if, but a question of when that was ultimately going to happen. But the trenches have let them down the first 3 weeks, and the trenches are the reason they won the game. And I know Minnesota, they mounted that rally, and hey, I had a guy next to me. They're crazy about sports betting here. when Minnesota scored to make it 24-21, he was cheered for the Steelers the whole game. He went bonkers because he made a ton of money on the over. But I think statistically, even you would look and they dominated the football game on the defensive side. And I thought Carson Wentz, well, he made some nice throws. And you're right, the playmakers they have are exquisite. Mm-hmm. I thought he looked perplexed, flummoxed, under pressure all day long. And that's why last week the big talking point was couldn't get off the field on third downs. This week, Larry Richard spurring the crowd on. They got off the field on a lot of those third downs. And I think that bad down and distance situation for the Vikings, all because of that pressure they were able to bring up front.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. A lot of guys moving around at a high rate. And, you know, just thinking about the game as a whole, you know, Aaron Rodgers just – and we'll get into more depth of Aaron Rodgers, but he just has that ability. It is so refreshing to know that a quarterback can drive down the field and score a touchdown. Like, just that simple, Crowley. Like, yeah. It's just that simple. Like, it's like when Aaron Rodgers is in – now, I don't think he did the first series, but he did it, I think, maybe the second or third series of the game.
Yeah.
It's just refreshing that it's like, wow, this is what it looks like where a quarterback orchestrates a touchdown on a drive, not a field goal. You don't have to rely on Boswell all the time. It's been years since that's happened. It is so freaking refreshing.
And a big part of the defense, as you're talking, it sort of hits me here. Aaron Rodgers in the offense every game they've gotten off to a fast start.
Yeah.
I mean, real quick, it was 14-3, and you know who that's going to be good for? It's going to be good for Nick Herbig. It's going to be good for TJ Watt. It's going to be amazing. Good for Cam Hayward. You pin your ears back. It's amazing how this quarterback just being so, he hasn't been spectacular. He's been really good and efficient. And you're right, the offense, it looks like a unit with a plan. It's unbelievable. And I know that Minnesota wound up having the ball a lot longer than the Steelers did. And I think that probably did contribute a little bit to some of the fatigue in some of Minnesota moving the ball later in the game. But this is a recipe that, dare I say, is one that can be replicated. Fast starts. Mm-hmm. Pin your ears back, and that you don't have to be as elite at stopping the run if the score is going to dictate that the opposition has to get away from the run a little bit. And look, I'm not sitting here trying to make these 1970s Steelers, but it's the best they've looked all year against the best team I think they've played all year, and they did it in a way that we hadn't yet seen. I think there's a bunch of different reasons to be encouraged, but you're right, man. Rodgers. That the first touchdown drive for Gainwell, it was professional.
Yes.
It was methodical. Yes. It was intentional, and it got me I'm getting hot and bothered just talking about it right now, big guy.
It was professional football. It was fantastic to watch. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What do you say we give out some game balls coming up next? There's a lot. I have a lot of game balls. I don't have like one or two. I have multiple, and I'm sure that you do too. What do you say we do that next?
That sounds great. I'm also being told that I should probably close the blinds behind me, so I'll do that for you guys too. I don't want to be blinding anybody.
All right. Sounds good. Game balls. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next, Crowley in Ireland is brought to you by Generator Supercenter of Pittsburgh, the standby power people. And Crowley's joined us right now. He's in his hotel room. He's on video in Ireland, hanging out, coming off of the high of the Pittsburgh Steelers win against the Minnesota Vikings. Crowley, let's give out some game balls. Let's give out some game balls. There's a lot of game balls. There is. I have a bunch, and I feel like we should go back and forth. I'll pick a guy, you pick a guy, because I know that you feel the same way, that there's a lot of game balls. I'll start. Peyton Wilson is getting my first one. Peyton Wilson is getting my first one. 13 total tackles. 13 total tackles. A guy that was basically benched after the start of the season by his performance and not being able to play that middle linebacker spot at a high level, looking lost, looking light in the you-know-what, getting pushed around. He had 13 total tackles. He seemed like he was all over the field, and he also had probably the best play of the damn football game, a saving play of the damn football game, tracking down Jordan Addison. I mean, he shot out of a cannon. I think it was like 22-point-something miles per hour he was running at that time, but Peyton Wilson really stepped it up. You know, a guy that's been battling, I have to give him my first game ball. I love seeing a response from a player, especially a young player like Peyton Wilson, after not starting off so hot, but coming back and showing what he's capable of. Peyton Wilson gets my first game ball.
That's a great one, and I'm a big believer in the analytics, if the analytics back up what your eyes tell you, and we knew he was flying down the field. Peyton Wilson, when he caught Jordan Addison. But to hear, I think Caboli tweeted it from Next Gen Stats, it's the fastest in the history of the StatCast era that an inside linebacker has been clocked.
Oh, my goodness. Like,
he wasn't just cooking. He was cooking with gas. So that's a great pick. I'll go with some low-hanging fruit here in Kenneth Gainwell. The Steelers' rushing attack has been putrid through three games. Let's just call it what it is.
Yep.
The blocking's been bad. The missed assignments have been fairly plentiful. The running backs largely haven't been explosive enough. I'd put them third on the list. But Kenneth Gainwell, he gets the start in place of Jaylen Warren, and he has two touchdowns. He has 99 rushing yards. He's a factor in the passing game. He also looked like he was maybe a cut or two away from breaking a few more even than he wound up breaking. And so I think his inclusion in the passing game and in how effective he was running the football, I think that kept the Vikings out of a lot of their exotic stuff. Not that they did none of it, but I think it kept them from doing as much as they would have liked. So he goes right up there to the top of the list for me offensively. And if he gets two game balls and a pint of the black stuff, Warren.
Nice. I like it. I got to go with Broderick Jones next. Broderick Jones, I have two players that needed to respond, two young players. Broderick Jones, this offensive line gave up two sacks on the day, but Broderick Jones, there was times in the running game where he was mauling guys, or at least doing his job better than he had been in the past. I was very, very pleasantly surprised with Broderick Jones and how he has responded throughout the first three games. He looked like a player that you can see it developing even more. Like, finally, there's like a baseline game from Broderick Jones. It wasn't fantastic, but it was a great baseline game from him to head into this bye week, to do a little self-scouting on himself, and to keep getting better. It's so important for a young player like Peyton Wilson and Broderick Jones. There's a lot of young players on his team to get confidence. And the only way you get confidence in the NFL is playing and playing well. Is locking down the guy in front of you, or beating the guy in front of you, or catching a pass, or running for a first down. Those little things add up. They add up, building confidence. And I think this is a huge confidence builder game from Broderick Jones. I'm giving him a game ball. Great response from Broderick.
That's well said. It was an adult performance, I thought, from Broderick Jones. It didn't have to be spectacular. He recovered that fumble, too, Aaron Rodgers was drinking from the fountain of youth, which you want to talk about the biggest pop that stadium gave when he broke Aaron Rodgers did into the open field. Everyone went berserk. I'll tell you, he's a very popular player with the Irish. And I think he knows that, Aaron. And I think that's why he said as many kind things about the culture as he did this week. And I think it also showed, just to stick on this briefly, that Rodgers understood the meaning of this to the Rudy family and to the Steelers organization. And that's why he was praising the experience before and after. Yeah, I do think Broderick Jones deserved the game ball. I'll go with another low-hanging fruit guy, DK Metcalf.
Mm.
DK Metcalf, they haven't seen something like this over here, Doran. Let me tell you, this DK Metcalf running down the field, I don't know what he got clocked at, but he was going, and then he puts the shoulder in to finish the play. And not to be forgotten, the Calvin Austin block that helped spring him there so that he could finish the play. But this is the DK Metcalf that you've talked about so often. Like, I don't know that people, unless you watched him every week, would grasp he's not just the downfield, over the top of the defense guy. He's a catch and run guy, and we saw it yesterday, and then they had to back off him, and I think that touchdown, an elite throw by Rodgers, right after ripping the smelling salt, by the way, and he put that on a line right in stride for DK, and then his athleticism and want to just did the rest. But this was clearly his best game as a Steeler. He had the early third down back shoulder catch, combat catch. He goes up and snatches that thing down. But you saw the pieces. This is how they envisioned it. Rodgers to Metcalf. And hopefully you see a lot more of this version of DK Metcalf.
It's 6:29, brought to you by Gina G and Petro of Remax Select Realty. All right, two other guys. You know, obviously Nick Herbig, that's my guy right there. Nick Herbig, 5 tackles, 1.5 sacks. He was all over the place. And Keanu Benton, along with him. Keanu Benton had 1.5 sacks, had his best game at nose for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those two guys are absolutes getting game, absolutely getting game balls.
Yeah, there's so many guys, and they deserve mention before my rambling, probably because of how good they were. And I'll throw Patrick Queen in there too.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Patrick Queen was active all day. I thought he shot gaps, made some tackles in the backfield. Really, anybody in that front seven, if you want to give them a game ball, I think they're probably deserving of getting a game ball.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, coming up next, let's get into the defense even more. Let's dive a little bit deeper into, you know, what the defense brought to the table, what Terrell Austin, Mike Tomlin, their plan, how they slowed down the Minnesota Vikings, or did they slow down the Minnesota Vikings? Did they get lucky, or was it an actual legit plan? Let's get into that. Come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up next, Fantaxline, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dickerson Crowley from Ireland and Nicholas Harry Cowell is here with you on the Fan Morning Show. So last week, Crowley, Mike Tomlin in his press conference was talking about the communication issues on defense and how that could be, you know, kind of connected to some of the injuries they've had, at least on the back end. And I even said, Pat, last week after he did say that while you were out, that I do believe him. I believe that could be the case. It still shouldn't be, you know, the product on the field. There's other guys, other NFL guys on that defense that could handle the communication aspect of it. But it is difficult to probably have a back end that is so new, play well together, and understand the defense. So I was on board with what Mike Tomlin said. And I think it was evident in the game yesterday that he was correct in a way. Now, I know that there was some coverage bust, and obviously the Jordan Addison one, but it still looked like a complete defense. And I believe that Deshaun Elliott is such a component to the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. You know, he immediately showed how impactful he was, I think, within the first 5 minutes of the game. He had a heck of a game, and he is a general back there. Even if he does play a strong safety spot, he is the general of the back end. I thought Deshaun Elliott, his presence was missed. You immediately felt him as soon as the game started on defense. And he really had this defense raised to another level. I think his ability to play in the back end and to understand the defense gave Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin the ability to do a bunch of different things in the game yesterday.
Yeah, upon further review, that guy's pretty damn important, it would appear. And it's also important to have guys who played in the defense last year play. We had talked about it against the Seahawks. Every player who played in the secondary wasn't a Steeler last year. And then you throw Jabril Peppers into the fray against the Patriots the following week, and that number shot up to, what, five or six guys who played, none of whom were Steelers last year. And so Deshaun Elliott, I think, is a smart player. He's a physical player. You saw, you're right, you saw the coverage bust on the Jordan Addison long catch and run, but I thought the verbiage I had used was I thought that Kevin O'Connell was going to put this defense in a blender.
Yep.
And we just didn't see that happen. We saw the coverage breakdowns against New England. That's why that game wound up being close there at the end. One of the reasons why it wound up being close there at the end. You had one major bust in this game. That's not good enough, but it's certainly better. And I think you pinpointed the reason. I think getting Deshaun Elliott back there is massive. And I think a pass rush is also going to help your defensive backs
yes.
look a little bit better. And I just want to bring it back to your guy, Nick Herbig, again, dude, who I don't know when Alex Highsmith comes back if things go back to the way that they were. I don't know how they can. And I think you got to seriously consider if he keeps it up, and there's no reason to think he won't. I think you need to seriously consider paying this guy. And then you see if maybe you find a taker for Highsmith. Not that Highsmith's not a good player, not that he's right. not a valuable player, but Nick Herbig, he flashes special. And while Highsmith is really good, you don't see the special as much as you do with Herbig. And he was going against Christian Darrisaw, one of the best tackles in the NFL. And Darrisaw didn't have any answers for number 51.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. What did you see anything different from the defensive line that got into Keanu Benton playing the way he did? Or do you think it was just him just kind of getting settled in at that position? Because he was flawless yesterday. He was fantastic. Now, he was getting pushed around the first couple games. He didn't look like we were calling for him to probably be benched and maybe go in sparingly and move guys around to that position. And yesterday it looked like he's been playing that position for 5 years. Did you see anything being at the stadium different from the defensive line that maybe aided to Keanu Benton playing as well as he did? Or was it just Keanu Benton saying, like, hey, like, I got to have a good game, and did?
Yeah. I think the best way I try to answer it is with it one tangible, one intangible. The tangible for me is, like you had brought up earlier, like, oh, Aaron Rodgers, he's gonna lead us to a lead. We're gonna have a lead. It's gonna be 14-3. Yeah. Well, that's a couple of weeks now in a row where it's 14-3. Holy cow! And now Keanu Benton can rush the passer a little bit more, and that's what he's comfortable doing. And then you get in a rhythm rushing the passer, you get some confidence. And you've talked so much about confidence. All right, well, maybe I can do this. This is how I played as a rookie. And then the intangible is I thought all the guys had a fire under their asses, man. And I think a lot of them mentioned it after the game. Mike Tomlin talking about the late, great Dan Rooney and what this game meant. I think it's hard to be in that environment and not kind of have, like, Super Bowl feels too far, mm-hmm. but an elevated game state where this one means a little bit more just because of the feel. And I think it gave probably everybody a little bit of a boost. And I know that there's a lot of reasons to criticize Tom, and I will, but I think he probably hit on all the right notes because they came out on fire and they never relinquished the lead after it. I mean, there was some stuff that went on late that wasn't great, but they got out to that early lead, I think, in a large part because of the want to, and I think the head coach probably deserves some credit for that.
I think it was Aaron Rodgers that said that it was a Super Bowl feel atmosphere. Like the whole time that they were there, it felt like it was like a Super Bowl event. Like there were so many people, and you felt like something big was happening. So I'm sure that the guys, you know, took that all in. I mean, Patrick Queen was a dog as well. He flashed a lot yesterday. A lot. I mean, shooting gaps, running sideline to sideline, in pass coverage, you know, dropping into his right zone and not letting anybody, you know, get past him or get you know, run a good route on him. I mean, he really, really played at a high level. 11 tackles on the day yesterday. Patrick Queen was he looked the part yesterday.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like too, right? Him and Anderson attacking downhill. And you know that they're both good coverage guys, particularly Wilson, when they're going to the right spot, whenever they're communicating. So maybe it's full circle here. Maybe Deshaun Elliott being back there, just being familiar with where everyone else is going to be can help them. But I thought, you're right, I thought he was super aggressive, and he was really reacting, it felt like, a tick quicker than he had been. Like that, to me, that was, and I'm not saying this is who he is, that's the most Shazier-like that he's looked as a Steeler. Knifing into the backfield, blowing stuff up, just a factor all day long.
I know that you were somewhat nervous. You have anxiety, and especially for the flight to Ireland. And I assume that that let up once you hit the ground and you got things going. You probably went to a pub, probably had a pint of Guinness, you probably had a nice meal, and then you're kind of settled. But I guarantee that there was a moment in the last couple of days that you were extremely nervous. Extremely nervous. We'll talk about that next. Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Yeah, I guarantee Crowley was nervous at some point in the last couple days. We'll talk about that next. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Dickerson, Crowley, Nicholas Harry Callis here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Crowley, I know that your anxieties were high on the flight down or over to Ireland. Whenever you landed, I'm sure that they subsided and you're feeling pretty good. But there was definitely a moment where you felt very nervous. I guarantee it. I guarantee there was a moment you felt very nervous while you were in Ireland. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Was it after the Steelers quarterback, Skylar Thompson, got jumped and robbed?
That is correct. That is correct. Because probably in your mind, you're thinking if the 6'4", 225-pound NFL quarterback can get robbed and mugged and jumped, Adam Crowley can get mugged and robbed and jumped. I guarantee you were nervous. You probably looked at your phone, got the alert, and was like, Skylar, what? Skylar Thompson got mugged? Leanna, we got to go. We got to barricade ourselves in the hotel room. I guarantee that's how you felt.
That is 1,000% how I felt. And it's actually very funny how I found out. I was doing the pregame hit with Donnie Football and Mark Cabali, and I had literally just gotten done saying, and if you didn't come this time, Steelers fans, I'm sure there's going to be another opportunity. One of the great things is it's such a safe town. You feel great walking around. And Donnie goes, if I could just stop you right there, Tom Pelissero is reporting that Skylar Thompson got attacked. Now, obviously, we are laughing.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Skylar's okay.
Right.
But it was funny the way that I learned about the information. He's like, well, Crowley, just so you know.
I mean, of all people, like, I mean, that just – that was very bizarre. That was very wild. Whenever that news broke.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Like, I don't know. Was he by himself? Yeah, not, how was he
I'm
by himself?
To, like, victim blame. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm wondering. Like, what, buddy? Like, travel in packs. The embassy does say that Americans abroad, you should travel in packs. You shouldn't just be wandering the streets by yourself, Skylar. I'll tell you this about Croke Park where the game was. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. It's just in a neighborhood. They just dropped a stadium. They just dropped it on houses, it feels like. Like, you could literally, you shouldn't, you could throw a beer off the side and it would go through somebody's, like, bathroom window.
That's kind of how, like,
it's really cool.
The Bills is in Orchard Park. Have you ever been to a Bills game?
I have not. That's what a couple of people were saying.
That's exactly what it's like.
Just dropped right in there like that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Kallus, you have the breakdown and the winners of the odds and ends from Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to send them to Crowley, but then I thought I'd take it out of Crowley's control, and we gave Pat Bostick that responsibility. So Bostick's score will reflect Adam Crowley's record. In third place, out of a possible 23 points, with 12, is me. I did very poorly. In second place, with 14, the team of Adam Crowley and Pat Bostick. Doran Dickerson won with 15, and I must point out that Doran had 8 consecutive correct at one point.
What?
Of these lines, yeah. You got the you did a good job with the passing yards for the quarterbacks and a lot of the receiving yards from players, yeah.
Nice. And you obviously voided the Jalen Warren's, right?
Yeah, his count, because he got 0. He didn't play. So, yeah, that counts.
No, that doesn't count.
Oh, so we should take those out?
Yes.
Voided.
Voided.
Well, in that case, so then it's a possible 21 points. You still get what you got.
Okay. What were you going to say, Crowley? Good.
I don't even. Did you do the prop bet for a player to do an Irish jig after for a celebration?
No, we should have. I didn't even think about that. We should have.
So neither did I. The guy that I was sitting next to, when it happened, he showed me his phone and he said that was one of the prop bets that he got was the Irish jig one. It's hilarious. Yeah.
No, we should have did that one. I totally missed on that one. All right, so I still won, Kallus. Is that what you're computing?
No, I'm wrong, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you got 3 correct based on Warren's stats, so if we're taking all of his out, Pat and Crowley actually won with 14. You only got 13 correct because you got 2 points for Warren's stats that are now void.
Coming up next, we'll dive into the offense. We'll break down the offense and how they did. Coming up next. Oh, I shouldn't even have said anything. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.